新年快乐
！Brother and sister, Happy New Year！
哇，感谢主，我们每一年神也都是这样，让我们有这个新年呢、啊。
And so I want to thank to the Lord that every year we have a New Year.
Yeah, 在这个以色列人他们这个出埃及的时候，神给他当做也是当做新年。
And so even the Jews, then when they leave the Egypt, is also happening a New Year.
每次有这个新年的时候，都让我们可以重新在神面前。啊、再立志然后再重新的开始再往前走
and so very often we have a resolution so we can make some goals and continue to move forward
yeah 所以我在想说我们的今年大家有没有在神面前有什么立志
and so have you have any resolution for this year、
啊、这个就是怕我们一个人在神的面前、啊、就是你也没有什么这个希望这个增长你今天在神的面前就只是为了这个喘这一口气在神的面前在神的国在神的国里面跟你自己都是很大的损失
The worst part of your life is that you don't have any goals and you don't have any resolution and just say as long as I can breathe I'm fine
呀、yeah, 真是愿意主恩待我们在这个2025年、啊、真是让我们在神的面神的这个里面真是在灵里面都有个真的这个大的成长
And so we really wish that resolution for this year is that we continue to grow spiritually in 2025.
Yeah, 今年像这个今天呢我们参加这个主日学
And this morning when we had a Chinese Sunday school.
Wow, 都可以这个今天主日学的人都可以不需要聚会了因为今天讲的东西啊这个是在这个 神的话语里面就是都已经讲出来了
And in our Sunday school, we actually share a lot of things I'm also going to share with you.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们你们如果还没有参加主日学的真是鼓励你们参加哈今年哈。
So if you have not joined the Sunday school, I really encourage you to do so.
真是在这个主日学里面大家在 属灵的上面也在慢慢成长。
We can continue to grow spiritually in the Sunday school.
Yeah, 所以这个、我想我们今天开始聚会的时候我们先真是把这个我们今天的信息也仰望在神的面前。
So we'll start with a prayer to put his words into his hands.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
我们在天上的父求你自己恩待我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, continue to have mercy on us.
让我们今天的崇拜主真是能够到你的至圣所。
So our worship we can go to be in front of you.
主真是在你的施恩座的宝座前真是能够得到连续跟你的 恩典。
So that we will continue to receive mercy from your mercy seat.
主在你的面前，我们真是求圣灵来高这个讲台，也高我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And the Holy Spirit will continue to be with every one of us here.
让圣灵来对我们每个人说话。
And let the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
真是愿意我们今天的聚会，真是能够荣耀你自己的名。
So the worship will be glorify your name.
这样祷告，交托是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们要不一起来站起来，我们来读神的话语。
Let's rise to read God's words.
Okay. 然后我们先从这个先从这个，我们今天也是背上这个希伯来书第十章第十九到22节。
We're going to read the Hebrew chapter 10:19-22.
啊，我们来一起来读，弟兄们。我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体 let's read in English
Therefore, brothers and sisters since we have a confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body.
又有一位大祭司治理神的家并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去身体用清水洗净了就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with a full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled and cleansed with us from the guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with a pure 哇，愿神的话这真是能够祝福我们。
And God's words will continue to bless us.
请坐。
Please be seated.
呀、yeah, ，所以我们现在看哈，我们上次就说我们今年我们就是到神的面前来。
And so this year is that our continual confident come to God.
上次在12月的那个年会的时候，我们也把这个很快的稍微提了一下。
And we also talk about annual church meeting. We talk about what will be the goal next year.
所以这次是希伯来书的这个它是19到25章25节，所以我这一次就是19到22节先在这一次跟大家分享。
So this time I'm going to start sharing the Hebrew chapter 10:19-22.
然后在二月份的第一个礼拜的时候，我再跟大家分享这个23到25。
And the next month I will share 23:23-25.
在这个前面这一半部是讲到 foundation， 是讲到我们今天在神面前生活的一个基础。
The first part talk about foundation is that basis for our life.
23节到25节是我们生活里面的活出来。
And 23-25 is how we can live out.
所以在那个下次的话，它就是完全注重在信、望、爱这三个地方。真是这个希伯来书跟我们讲。
And the next time we focus on the faith and love and hope.
但是我们今天要在生活要出来是会是的这个基础在哪里？是神，他今天的神给我们的信息。
So what is the foundation? That's what we're going to talk about today.
是啊，这一开始，所以他在第十九节他就开始，他就先讲到这个是我们今天这个去朝拜神。这个以色列人他们去那边都是在那边敬拜跟这个献祭哈。
And the 19 talk about when Israelite come to the Lord, then we offer sacrifice.
啊，他们这个一大堆，这个每一年有好几次啊，好多人这个包括外邦人，大家一起到这个圣殿来这个敬拜神。
And so very often there's a several time they will come to the holy temple to worship God, even including the Gentiles.
啊，就是可能有的时候就像我们哈，有的是一个受洗的基督徒来到礼拜天到教会来，有的还不信，还没有接受主，还没有受洗的人也是一起来。
And very often, even in our Sunday worship, a lot of people that have not received Christ will join us as well.
这个是一个 model， 现在这边上的是一个 model。
And we can see this picture is the model for us.
他在这个地方啊，这个这么大的一个地方呢，他都是有这个大家都可以进去的。
And there's an area that everybody can enter.
记不记得在圣经上有一个瘸腿，他在美门，他在那边向人那个要讨饭，这个就是美门。
And there was one person who was lame that he was over there begging for food.
然后呢，这个只有这个犹太人。他们可以进到这个里面。
And so only the Jews that can enter the inner court.
然后记不记得有个寡妇，她在投那个铜板，在那个里面，她是在这个里面。
And there's a widow that was giving the 5 coins that's inside that court.
然后呢，只有男的，跟这个男的，犹太人可以到这个圣所里，到这个圣殿里面。
And but only the male and of the Jews that can go to the temple.
然后他们这个进去了以后呢，他们在里面一层，他们又不行了，只有这个祭司可以。
And only go to the holy of holy, only the great priest can enter.
啊，他们在这个进到这个祭司这个进去的时候。他只有一个大祭司，一年一次，他可以进到至圣所。
And only the great priest can enter the holy of holy once a year.
啊，真是有的时候，真是看，很多时候，耶稣那个时候，记不记得耶稣到了那个圣殿的时候，好多人都是在这个，都在这个里面，然后在这个里面呢，他们在干什么？在做买卖。
And so if you remember when Jesus entered the temple, what were people doing?And they were doing business.
Yeah, 真是有的时候，真是在外院，很多人他们今天到了，来敬拜的时候，他们也只是用这个机会来做生意。
And very often when people come to a gathering, is their only goal is to do business.
那更多的是他们到那边去 social, 是在这个社交，在里面社交。
And very often that people just go to church for social.
呀、yeah, 真是好大，因为大家好多不同的地方的人，大家都是一年有好几次 到那个聚集，然后大家在里面这个 聚在一起。
And there are a few times a year that people can gather together.
然后他们今天跑到就是这个祭司门啊，然后再往里面去，到了那个内院，在里面的时候，它里面有这个祭坛啊，有这个洗濯盆，有这个洗濯盆。
And so when they enter that, there's a wash basin, stuff like that.
那边都只有祭司们可以在那边。
And only the priests can be there.
啊，他们在那边，他们今天所做的是什么
？What are they doing?
他们今天在那边只是 do religion， 他只是为了宗教而宗教。
And very often they would do the ritual for religious purpose.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，今天在这个旧约时代的东西，我们今天是不是在我们今天中间也看得到？
The things that happen in the New Testament, do you see that nowadays as well?
Yeah, 我们今天有好多人来了教会，今天是为了是什么？是一些为了这个social。有的人他们在很多教会里面，他们还是为了他们的这个生意。
And so very often people come to church with a wrong purpose. Either they were social or maybe they want to do business.
他们有的人，特别是我知道以前在特别在纽约那边很多这个我们这边有没有温州人
？And so in New York, there was a lot of people that came from some church came from 温州。
温州 that 有名的，他是就是来教会，一来美国就先到教会去，可以得到帮助。
And very famous that they go to church to get to give favor or benefits.
哎，这不是说这些这个 social 跟这个做生意跟这个去拿好处是不好的事情。
I'm not talking about those things are bad things.
在教会里面的生活是包括。
And church life it should be including a lot of things.
但是很多人他们去教会就只是为了这些。
But very often people go to church for a wrong motive.
然后再往里面去的时候，就只有这个祭司，这个大祭司他祭司他们可以进去，他里面有这个陈设饼。
And so when the great priests go to the inside the Holy of Holy, and there's called the showbread.
然后他是有这个金香台。
And also golden lampstand.
然后他那边也是有这个金灯台。
And also altar of incense.
他每一年他这个时候他常常就是在那边进去就做这些事情做完了他就出来了。
And very often that's why the great priests will go.Go inside and then come out.
一年一次，大祭司他还要再进到最里面的这个至圣所。
And but the once a year, the great priests have to go to inside the most inner holy of holy once a year.
啊，这个真是我想他们很可怜的哈。这个做大祭司的，因为他进去的时候，他的衣服上要带一些铃铛。
And so those great priests they have to carry almost a bell with them.
然后他的脚上还绑了一根绳子带着进去。
And has to tie his leg with a rope.
你知道他铃铛是干什么的
？Do you know what is reason for the bell?
因为他们进去祭拜这个奉献的时候，他是为了他的罪跟为了百姓的罪。
And the reason he goes in is that is for his own sin and also the sins of the people.
但是如果说他是随随便便的进去的话。
But if he goes in casually,
在至圣所，神的荣耀，神的公义会把他击杀。
And so if that he has not in a right motives, then God will strike him.
啊，所以他就是每次他要经过这个幔子到的里面，大家都别的祭司都不能进去。
And very often he goes through the curtain, no other priest can go in.
所以他在里面这个进这个奉献的时候
，when he make the
offering, 有这个声音。
And so there was a sound.
呀，其他的这个祭司在外面一听到里面没声音了
，when other priests listen that there's no sound at all,
把他拉出来了，
and
被神击杀了。
They have to pull him out because God probably strike him down.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们那个时候真是都是经过这个，在这个幔子隔开的，所以别人都不能进去，只有这个大祭司进去，但是他不一定出得来。
And the curtain has divided that two places, only the great priest can go in.
所以在这个希伯来书，他这边特别是讲到我们是坦然无惧，因为大祭司。惧怕的一塌糊涂进去，赶快弄完，赶快出来吧。
And so here you talk about we can confidently come to God. We don't have to worry about being striked.
因为神是公义跟圣洁的。
Because God is righteous.
如果你自己不是为了自己不为了自己的罪，在那边得到神的赦免的话， 你就是就躺下来了，人家把你拉出来。
And so if you do not take care of your sin, just like the great priest, that God will strike you.
所以在这个希伯来书他在讲这个的时候，他是有他的背景是，他是一年一次，然后只有大祭司战战兢兢的到至圣所去。
And so the only the great priest can go in with a fear and a certain of survival.
啊，到了这个至圣所的时候啊，真是他们也是赶快快快的把事情做完，赶快出来。
When he finishes the business, he want to exit quickly.
然后他今天所献的东西就是一个这个祭物啊，都是一个赎罪祭。
And so all the offering is the offering for the sin.
啊，赎罪祭是干什么？是给神的吗？
And is an offer to the God?
赎罪祭是给谁？
What is a sin offering for?
啊，是这个，在这个希伯来书里面就跟我们讲了，他说这个赎罪祭是让人想起罪。
So the sin offering is to remind us that we think of our sin.
Yeah, 这个他这样说，但是这个赎罪祭本身没有办法真是把人的罪给除掉。
But the sin offering cannot get rid of the sin.
因为他自己这个人，他不是一个圣洁的人。
Because the people are not holy.
所以你今天当他这个进去的时候，献祭的时候，他也只是真是让这个人想到啊，他所犯的罪。
So every time we then go in, is to remind them of their sin.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，他当这个犹太人呢，他们去献祭的时候。都是一些这个怕的事情哈。
And that at the time that they were fearful.
然后每次献祭的时候，就是求神的恩典，能够不要看到他们的罪，可以赦免他们的罪。
So every time they make the offering, they will ask God to forgive their sins.
所以每一次进到圣殿里面去的时候，都说：“哦，我今年这又 survive 了，我今天又活了。”
So every year they are thankful that their sin has been forgiven.
为什么神他不喜悦这个祭物嘞
？Why God not pleased with sacrifice？
呀，在这个祭物啊，我在想说，你们看这个每次这个祭物给拉去屠宰场的时候，他们有没有很自愿的？哎呀，我可以为人赎罪了。
Well, you say think about the animal taken to the slaughterhouse. Are they willing to go？
因为在旧约里面的献祭都是这个祭物都是被动的，都是要流血的。
And all the animals were taking a passive role because they will bleed.
为什么神他不喜欢这个祭物呢？
Why God not pleased with sacrifice?
因为祭物就表示人又犯罪。
Because sacrifice means that people continue to sin.
那神他喜欢什么呢？
But what does God love?
所以在那个记不记得在那个撒母耳记上十五章二十二节的时候，这个扫罗他不是去打仗，打了仗以后。他把这些神说这些东西全部都要灭掉，包括这些生物。
So in the first Samuel, when we talked about Saul, that God wanted him to destroy all the animals.
所以当这个他在看这个在这个敌人的这个他所掳来的东西里面，应该全部都给消灭掉。他说：“哦，这个有上好的牛，上好的羊，他就留下来了。”
And so the Saul actually saw some of the good among the animals. So he decided to keep them.
然后神就跟撒母耳讲，叫他去找这个扫罗。
So the God told Samuel to look for Saul.
他这一进了扫罗，见了扫罗时，就说：“哎，怎么我听到牛跟羊的声音
？”And so why I heard there's an animal sound.
哇，这个扫罗他这个他一方面他知道有神，第二方面他又为了自己，他就马上起了一些的不同的这个借口。
And so the Saul find a lot of excuses for his action.
他说：“哎呀，我今天是留了这些上好的牛跟上好的羊，要献给你的神。”
Because I want to keep the best for your God.
哎，弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候是不是也是把这个神的东西啊，也用神把它我们有占了便宜，然后我们把它属灵化。
And do we spiritualize things that for things we are only benefit ourselves?
所以在这个 Samuel 就跟他讲，他就说耶和华喜爱他说耶和华喜爱这个燔祭跟平安祭。岂如喜悦人听从他的话吗
？So in the first Samuel, actually talk about does the Lord delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord?
听命胜于献祭， 顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hate is better than the fat of rams.
所以耶稣他也是说，他就说他在这个第十章第五节第六节，他就说燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，我来是要照你的旨意行。
So in the Hebrew chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepare for me, with a burnt offering and sin offering you were not pleased.
Hey, 弟兄姐妹们，今天当我们来到神的圣殿的时候，
When we come to God's holy temple,
你今天是不是就是只是觉得啊，我今天就是来了教会，就是有参加聚会，然后有个奉献，然后我就可以高高兴兴的回去了。
And you just come to do the routine and make your offering, and then you go home happily.
像刚才的诗歌啊，今天我们今天的生活有没有为神活？这个是神所喜悦的。
And but actually, the song we sing earlier, do we live for the Lord?
呀，在你没有自己把你自己的生命奉献给神以前，你的奉献其实我想你自己留的吧。
And so, have you not really willing to offer yourself to God? The offering sometimes may not be meaningful.
神他所要的是你的人的奉献，不是你金钱，你这边物质上的奉献。
God what wants you is that wants you to obey Him.
哇，我在想说，这个当这个耶稣在十字架上的时候，他就说给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
So when Jesus died on the cross, opened a brand new way.
为什么他说是这个又活又新又活的路呢？
And why do you say it's a new and living way?
因为他们今天的敬拜不再是只是一年一次。
Because the worship, the offering is not limited once a year.
你看到这个他当这个耶稣在十字架上这个说成了的时候，
When God says done,
这个圣殿里的至圣所的这个幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And so the curtain in the holy temple that was torn from top to bottom.
哦，说还好，神他今天没有当耶稣这个说成了以后，他把这个幔子卷起来，等到以后不好的时候再放下来。
And so the thing happened when God says done and rolled it up and then come down again.
呀，因为耶稣他是说成了。done， 这个都过去了，已经成就的事情。
And he says it's done, it's over.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到神面前的时候，神他就开了这个又新又活的路，是神他今天为我们所预备的。
And God opened a new and living way, is provided for us.
在全部就神就变成了耶稣，我们就进到敬拜神，就是由经过神的身体，神他变成我们的赎罪祭。
So He become our sin offering for us.
所以当在这个全部的祭物里面，只有耶稣他今天主动的。降世为人，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So the God actually become our living sacrifice for us.
今天只有这一个赎罪的物哈，这一个生命，它是主动的。
And only Him it take an active role for us.
而且真所以在圣经上这个罗马书，我们上个礼拜查的那个罗马书第五章第八节里面，他就说。在我们还在做罪人的时候，神耶稣他就为我们的罪死在十字架上，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And so the last week when we in our Sunday school study Romans chapter 5 and talk about God demonstrates His own love for us in this, why we were still sinners, God died for our sins.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，今天我们到神面前的时候，他是已经把这个幔子已经完全撕开了，就是因为他的身体为我们剥开，在让我们就是纪念主。等一下。
So God already accomplished that, just like the curtain from torn or from top down.
呀，这让我们真是能够经过耶稣的身体。
And through His body.
他这个是他的牺牲的爱。
And because that's His sacrificial love.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，所以刚才那首诗歌，这特别是那首我怎能为我活啊、自己活
？And so the song we sing earlier, how can we live for ourselves?
什么是这个真是看到神对我们的这个赎价
？And we talk about His sacrifice for us.
什么是这个赎价嘞
？What is His redeeming love?
啊，这个赎价，我在想，就是以前那个什么赵美她的丈夫啊，我们那时候在 Diablo， 我们还一起读圣经哈。
And so it's Cecilia's husband David that I used to do a Bible study with him.
他是一个，他也读了这个律师的这个执照。
He's also a lawyer as well.
他那次他跟我分享，他自己都感动的眼泪都出来。
And one time he shared with me, he was very moved.
他说今天大家在这个仗打仗的时候，我今天要把一个我的将军赎出来的话，我需要把我一个俘虏的将军跟他换，同样的价值的换。
And very often, if we want to redeem the general from the enemy, we have to exchange the same levels of the general. You can't exchange with the two soldiers to, for one general.
所以他就感觉，所以这边那个 David 他特别跟我分享，就是说他看到神看我们的价值那么高，让他的儿子这么宝贵的儿子死在十字架上，为我们当做我们你跟我的赎罪祭。
So God valued us so much, He gave His only begotten Son.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真是在这那首诗歌里面讲，神他已经把我们赎回来了，我们有什么权利为自己活
？God already purchased with His blood. How can we live for ourselves?
神的爱真是在这个十字架上面显明的。
His love had demonstrated on the cross.
然后这个耶稣他就后来这个当初他成了以后，他这个幔子裂开。
So the top of the curtain was torn from top to bottom.
啊，今天就像这个任何的这个这个祭物啊，被弄死了就死了。
And offerings that usually is over, they are usually dead.
哇，耶稣就被埋了。
But we see Jesus was buried.
啊，然后他的门徒都非常非常的这个失望，自己都躲在一起了。
His disciples were so discouraged that they ran away.
但是死亡没有办法拘留神耶稣。
But death cannot keep him.
就像这个罗马书里面讲，他说死的毒钩在哪里？啊，对，你的这个撒旦，你的这个阴间的毒钩在哪里？就是你的死。
And when Jesus conquered the death, talk about whatever your he is, that's where the death is.
所以每个人过这个在主里死，在就死了以后，都是在这个阴间，因为这个毒钩勾住他了，他出不来。
And、because we were all that being
the sting of the sin will keep you in the hell. Yeah, 但是嘞。主耶稣基督他怎么了？他今天胜过了死亡，因为他没有罪。
Because Jesus conquered death because he was sinless.
啊，弟兄姐妹们啊，就是我们真是感谢主啊！我们今天到神面前来敬拜他的时候，是因为神他耶稣他是没有罪，在死亡里面没有办法勾住他。
And so we see that he had conquered death and he was sinless.
他不但没有办法勾住他，而且他也拿到了死因的这个阴间的钥匙。
And he also has the key of the Hades.
他要得胜，然后他复活。
He has conquered and he was resurrected.
然后他今天把这个钥匙给了这个教会。
Give the key of death to the church.
所以今天我们在主里睡，这个过世的人，我们都说是在主里睡着了。
Very often when people pass away, we say they are, they have slept.
Yeah, 所以在这个今天的神给我们的生命，真是因为有这个生命，死因没有办法把我们抓住。
And so we have this new life, the death cannot conquer us.
所以今天我们在这个神的面前，我们今天活的时候，不是只是为了今天的生活来活。
And we're not only live for today.
我们今天是在神面前的生活，真是要看到，等到耶稣基督再来的时候，我们都要是这个屈死的身体，全部都要复活。
And one day we're going to see God's coming again.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到神面前来的时候，实在是一个有这个新的路，新的这个身体。
And so when we come before the Lord, we have a new way and new body.
然后他这边讲说，我们的那个亏欠都已经洒掉了。
And here talk about our guilty conscience has been washed away.
呀，我们中间有没有人在你过去的时候有一些犯罪的地方，或者得罪神的地方，撒旦常常在里面控告你。
And very often, have you offend God, and Satan will accuse you.
甚至你在你的生活里面，你有的时候你得罪了一些人。
And will you offend people?
啊，但是今天撒旦常常就是靠这些东西在说，耶，你看你不配得神的恩典。
But the Satan will very often accuse you are not worth of God's mercy.
啊，常常有的撒旦会说啊，你今天做的还不够。
And very often accuse you are not doing enough.
啊，你今天在教会里面，你今天做的事情不够，你的奉献的不够，你今天这个爱弟兄姐妹爱的不够。
You're not serving enough. You're not offering enough. You're not loving your brother and sister enough.
啊，但是这边跟我们讲说，我们今天都是耶稣基督的宝血洒，被 sprinkle 被洒过的。
And here talk about we're sprinkled by his the water.
啊，这个我们现在就表示说，今天神都说，不管你再怎么样，因为耶稣基督的宝血，你是属于我的。
And because his blood, we belong to Jesus.
Yeah, 所以然后他就说用这个水，就是圣洁的水，啊，这个都洗净。
And talk about the body being washed with the pure water.
啊，这边就讲到那个受浸。
And here talk about baptism.
Yeah, 我们中间还是有没有有的人都还没有信了主，或者信或没信，然后都还没有受过洗。
And very often, a lot of people have a believing Christ, but have not been baptized.
Yeah, 所以在这边的时候，这个希伯来书特别是讲到我们在神面前用神的这个在经过水的洗净。
And here we talk about we need to be washed with the pure water.
所以今天我们在主日学又提到了哈，这个什么死哈。
And in our Sunday we talk about the death again.
Yeah, 有的时候我们受洗的时候啊。这个你有没有看过一个人他今天埋葬一个死人那个人还在动
Have you ever seen a dead people being buried continue to move?
很多基督徒在受洗的时候你应该 suppose 对自己是死的但是你还在里面动来动去的然后就这个给这个进到池里
And so for Christians, when we've been baptized, we continue to struggle with ourselves.
弟兄姐妹这是像这个罗马书里面讲的我们要看自己像罪我们看是死的
And we're to sin, we're dead.
Yeah, 真是我们今天在这个受洗里面，让我们看，真是有看到自己是死的，所以我们活是起来的时候是活的，圣灵在我们里面。
And so through baptism that we can resurrect with God again.
Yeah, 所以今天神他已经给我们这个新的生命。
And God already gave us our new life.
今天我们爱神，不是你爱神，今天是圣灵在我们里面帮助我们爱神。
And so when we say we love God, it's not we truly know how to love God. It's the Holy Spirit help us love God.
Yeah, 真是愿意弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在教会里面的服事，不是啊，因为是你弟兄姐妹大家来，大家说哦，你今天不做的话，这个教会又没有牧师，所以你不做的话，这个没人做了。
And so here today we talk about servant. Don't have this guilty feeling is that you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it.
啊，我真是希望我们现在虽然现在是没有牧者，但是现在每个弟兄姊妹让圣灵直接在你里面活出来，真是来服侍他自己的这个荣耀的身体。
Even though we do not have a pastor, that let the Holy Spirit live in us, so we are serving willingly.
然后在这边又跟我们讲到，在这个耶稣他就是我们教会，就是整个教会的大祭司，治理神的家。
When talk about Jesus is a great priest over the house of God.
所以耶稣基督他就是在这个圣殿里面有这个祭坛。
And so there's an offering place.
然后就是耶稣他就是自己当做这个祭坛，让我们每一天在神面前都有这个悔改的机会。
So we can come before him and can confess our sins.
然后在里面有个洗濯盆是。
And there's a wash basin.
所以在这个洗濯盆里面真是让我们每一天在神面前 当你读了神的话的话你就发现你自己要需要认罪然后你再得到神的恩典的洗净
So we come before the Lord we see our sins that we can continue to confess
所以然后那个时候然后我们在神面前的生活里面等你再去到那个这个圣所里面的时候有这个金灯台
And there's also a golden lampstand
这个金灯台就是代表圣灵在我们生命里面的光照
It's an illumination of the Holy Spirit to shine inside of us.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，先神给我们的心又新又活的路，是我们今天要接在这个有被圣灵带领。
And God opened a new and living way, so we need to continue to live by God.
然后它里面又有陈设饼。
And here they also talk about showbread.
那耶稣这个大祭司，他今天把他的话在供应我们。
And Jesus is a great priest that continue to provide spiritual bread.
然后在里面还有这个金香台的这个香炉，是真是他就圣经上跟我们讲是大家的祷告。
And you talk about golden altar of incense represent prayer.
所以当耶稣来治理神的家的时候
，So when Jesus continue to govern his house,
你要 自己的献，把你的身体献上，当作活祭。
You need to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
你是每一天在神面前读神的话语，是他的这个陈设饼。
And so every single day, come to read His word is represent showbread.
然后你每一天的生活里面啊，有这个金灯台在你里面，这圣灵在你里面的带领。
And talk about the Holy Spirit leading. Talk about the golden lampstand.
然后今天你在神的面前对神的交通，就是这个金香炉。
And the golden altar of incense means prayer.
你看到没有？在这个圣，在这个以前的这个圣殿里面，都已经把我们今天的属灵的这个灵修的每一天的生活都已经写出来了。
So in the holy temple, all those items that really represent what we need to do today.
啊，这个是在跟这个犹太人的不一样。犹太人他们今天到了这个殿里面，做完他们的献祭敬拜，他们就回家了。
And so this is very different than Israelites. That every time they come to the holy temple, afterwards they go home.
但是今天耶稣给我们这个又新又活的路是什么？
But what Jesus gives us the open, the new, and living way.
他今天给我们他的生命。
And He gives His own life to us.
我们不再是一年一次的进到神面前。
We don't need to go there once a year.
而且我们是每一天随时都可以与神的话语上、祷告上、跟神的认罪上都有这样子的、都有这样子的很好的交通。
We can confess our sin and we can have a prayer anytime we need it.
在这个犹太人他们每一年的献祭里面，他们属灵的光景不会成长。没有成长的。
And so you
nothing to grow.
Israelite, their spiritual growth are usually very limited.
他们每次去到献祭，只是把这个罪，哦，这个想起罪了，对不起神，对不起了。到第二年来，哦，我又犯罪了，对不起。
And so every year,
这一辈子都是在那边对不起。
Every year they do the same thing for a sin offering, and they routinely do it once a year.
但是今天借着耶稣基督的这个身体的裂开，他今天我们其实每一天可以到神面前。
And so we can come to before the Lord that because Jesus sacrificed for us.
然后我们的生命、啊、就越来越成长。
We can continue to grow spiritually.
越来越像基督的样式。
And more like Jesus.
所以像我今天我很喜欢他那个姚红姐妹带的这首诗歌。
I really like the song that Sister 姚红led.
如果我们今天不献上我们的身体，我们就没有办法经历一天每一天在神面前的成长。
If we do not offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, we will not experience growth.
我们今天还不要活在这个旧约里面，幔子都还在，所以让我们不敢直接的去见神。
And so we will just continue to live in the Old Testament, the curtain is still there.
啊，只是一个礼拜来一次教会，然后没有被击杀以前，赶快回家。
And so just like come to church once a week before God strike.
啊！但是我们今天神给我们的是给我们的这个又新又活又活的路，是让我们献上我们的生命，让我们生命就是会成长的。
But Jesus gives us a new and living way, so we can continue to grow spiritually.
哇！我真是喜欢的，在这个诗歌里面，他说我们今天有什么权利可以为自己活
？And in the song it says, do we have a right to live for ourselves?
你今天已经神他为你把你赎回来了，所以你就只有为主活。
And God already purchased with a heavy price. You gotta live for Christ.
他今天不但是为主活，而且你今天的神的生命在你里面越来越成长，越来越成长。
Besides, you live for Christ, you continue to grow spiritually.
Yeah, 我真是很高兴啊！我们教会的这个有很多一批弟兄姐妹读神的话语，我们这个喜乐小组以前的喜乐小组就是读神的话语，你就看到。跟十年前跟今天完全的不一样。
We have a one small group called Joy that been studying the Bible for almost 10 years, and their life has been totally changed.
哇，神的这个神的话语就是每天在里面在经历神。现在都好多人在这个教会都差不多在教会里服侍了。
And so all those people that were in that small group has been continuing to serve the Lord.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天真是来这个到神的面前来，不是来只是来献祭，然后马上回家。
And today we come before the Lord, just not like a routine offering.
我们今天是这个到了神的面前来，不但说是受洗，我们也进入神的家。
And so, besides we've been baptized, we continue to enter God's house.
神把他的这个永恒的生命摆在我们里面，我们一天一天的增长。
He gives us the eternal life so we can grow spiritually.
所以那个在下次我们在分享的时候，第二十三节到二十五节，它有三个 Let us, 让我们 Let us, 让我们一起。
And so the next time we study 23, 25, talk about less, less and less.
所以这是今天的神，他在我们这边是做这个治理神的家。
And so here talk about Jesus govern the house of God.
然后让我们今天都是受洗进入神的家庭。
And so we baptize, enter his house.
让我们真是诚心跟诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
And draw near to God with a sincere heart and with a full assurance.
这个充足的信心不是说是我今天练来的哈。
And here talk about sincere heart is not something that you can just to gain by practicing.
啊，这个在圣经上面讲，这个充足的信心是一个进行，是一个现在完成式。
And so it is a ongoing action.
Yeah, 这因为这个是神已经为我们所成就的，我们今天只要到神面前来享受。
And God's already completed for us, we just need to continue to enjoy.
而且我们有这个清洁的良心，这个是神他已经给我们的，不要让撒旦把我们拿走。
We also have a clean conscience, do not be deceived by Satan.
真是我们每一次到了神面前的时候，每一天到神面前，借着耶稣基督的身体，真是我们可以 有一个活的生命在神面前。
We can come before the Lord through Jesus sacrifice.
因为我们是属于神的人。
Because we belong to Him.
然后在我们每一天的生活里面，现在不再是一年一次哈，每天的生活里面都可以直接进入到至圣所。
We can every single day we can enter the holy temple.
啊，这个犹太人里面，他们今天是有一个幔子挡的，但是神的希望是，他今天进到我们每一个人里面，都有这个圣灵在我们里面。
So Israel has a curtain block, their worship, but now that there's no more blockage.
哎，弟兄姐妹，你们有没有知不知道你们里面的圣灵有多大
？Do you know how powerful is the Holy Spirit in you?
你不要把这个圣灵还是又把它放到这个幔子的后面去了哈。
And don't push the Holy Spirit back behind the curtain.
因为那幔子不存在了。
And because the curtain no longer exists.
今天的这个幔子就是在今天这个神的圣灵就在我们里面。
And Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
让我们今天每一天都在神的面前可以看到神的荣耀。
Every single day we can see God's glory.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，你们每天这个每天起来。啊，你是马上就为了事情这边忙碌吗
？Do you wake up and just get really busy？
哇，你今天在神面前有没有这个金灯台？有没有圣灵的带领
？And do you come before the Lord with the golden lampstand？
有没有在神的面前有这个享受神他所给你预备的这个陈设饼
？Do you really enjoy the showbread that God has provided for you？
神就是神的话，来读神的话
，and to study His words。
然后这个金香炉到神面前跟神有先有这个祷告。
And golden altar of incense is talk about is have a communication with God。
呀，弟兄姐妹们，今天神给我们的是那个至宝啊
！And God has given us such a precious gift。
你不要把它受洗了，完以后圣灵给你的东西，你就放在口袋里面，就不去用它了。
And so since you were baptized, you just put it in your pocket.
让我们真是圣灵，它是又新又活的，是在我们每天的生活里面，让我们都可以到至圣所与神相会。
And He is so new and living, so we can come before Him every day.
你知道吗？今天我们这就是我们大家在一起，就是你在家里面，在那边灵修，在那边赞美主的时候。
When you do your spiritual reading, that when you praise God.
And 今天我们在这边敬拜神，在这边赞美神的时候
，And we worship and thank God.
圣经上跟我们讲说，我们有千万的天使一起在那边赞美神。
And in the Bible, talk about thousands of angels that continue praise God together.
哇，今天借着耶稣的身体，我们今天道成肉身，丰丰满满的有恩典，有恩慈在住在我们当中。
So because we can boldly approach the throne of grace, that we will receive mercy and find grace to help us when we need it.
Yeah, 今天的这一段是讲到我们对神。
And today, this passage talk about how we need to facing God.
Yeah, 在下一次我们就是讲我们讲彼此怎么样对人。
And next time we talk about interaction between people.
因为我们这个没有这个前面，我们今天是对神有这样子的这个属于神的这样子的生命，我们今天对人只是 social。
And so if we do not have the life of God, that when we approach people, it's just only social.
啊，让我们真是在神面前，能够每次来敬拜神的时候，我们看到神他自己的荣美，真是在你的生命，在别人的生命里面彰显。
And so we can see that God's glory and beauty manifest among us.
Yeah, 真是每次到神的面前，不是听一个讲道，今天每次到神的面前，我们的心被神带到神的这个宝座面前，因为神他今天把幔子拿掉了，他要到我们人每个人的里面。
So we're no longer just sitting over here, but we draw to God's word and His throne.
Yeah, 让我们来最后结束的时候，我们再用下用那个还是用这个希伯来书第四章十五节到第十六节，我们那站起来一起来读，好不好
？And so let's read Hebrew chapter 4, verse 15 to 16.
Okay, 然后在第十五节开始，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探。与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩座的宝座前。那先等一下，这边有没有哈 ？OK， 我看看，没有哈，没有。OK， 那大家都往那边看好了。OK， 没有犯罪。第十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩座的宝座前，为要得连续。蒙恩惠做随时的帮助 So let's read the English.
We have a high priest who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, but we did not sin. So let us boldly approach God through the grace. Then we will receive mercy. We will find grace to help us when we need it.
Okay, so let's pray. 让我们祷告。
让我们一起来祷告。
我们在天上的父
，We dearly heavenly Father.
我们借着耶稣基督，我们可以直接的到你面前。
And through Jesus Christ, we can continue to come before you.
真是不要让我们也放掉了这个权柄。
We do not want to give this precious gift.
让我们每天到你面前来的时候，你的圣灵就帮助我们来亲近你。
And so when we come before you, Holy Spirit help us draw closer to you.
真是让我们每一天的这个忙碌的生活里面，真是能够有一段时间分别为圣，来只有来亲近你。
We can separate a special time to come before you to get closer to you.
主，真是让这求你真是来恩待我们，帮助我们每天早上起来的时候，这第一天就是以亲近你我来开始的这一天。
So every day that the first thing we want to do is draw closer to you.
好，到你面前来，不但是为了我们自己，也是为了我们的家庭，也是为了教会。
Not only for ourselves and also for our family, also for our church.
主，因为我们到你面前来的时候，耶稣基督的身体已经为我们擘开。
And your body has broken for us.
今天不但是对我们的罪都已经解决。
And also, you will resolve our sins.
主，你今天也是把你的圣灵摆在我们里面。
But you put the Holy Spirit in us.
让我们随时可以到至圣所来朝见你。
So we can continue to worship you.
谢谢你给我们这个恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
愿你继续这样子帮助我们。
Continue to help us.
直到我们磨成你儿子的形象。
Until we're more like Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.